This week's parsha is Parsha's Nitzavim alone. Even though I think when I made this packet some time ago, I thought it was going to be Nitzavim Vayelech. So I put in stuff from Vayelech also. Again, it's no Bal Tosif on that. But we'll have Bez Hashem next week another Chumashir just on Vayelech. Actually, I'm giving two Chumashirim next week because I'm giving the regular Thursday Chumash Bez Hashem, and then on Friday morning they want me to give another Chumash here, so I made another packet, just so we wouldn't just repeat what we did on Thursday. So we have Vayelech is the shortest parsha in the Torah, but so there are going to be things in Vayelech here also, even though it's only Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah begins. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Rosheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem Shotreichem Kol Ish Yisrael. And it's a funny lashon, nitzavim. Nitzavim, we normally say, means to stand. You're standing for Hashem. So why such a fancy word? Omdim. Wouldn't that be the better, the more common word? Omdim. You're standing. Antem omdim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Why the extra connotation of atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem? So we know it's brought down that the Zohar and others, that when it says Hayom, the word Hayom is usually a remez, Hayom, the day, the special day of what? Of Rosh Hashanah, Hayom. And that's brought down in the Zohar. That Hayom has the connotation of the special day of the year. A special day that we're all standing before the Ribono Shel Olam. We're all standing before the Ribono Shel Olam to be judged. Hayom, the day. So again, what's the word nitzavim? What's the significance of that word? Why does it just say otem omdim hayom? So the Mor of Hashemesh wants to explain it based on a pasuk in Malachim Aleph on page 4, Perek Chav Beis. It says, Umelach ein be'edom Nitzav Melech. Says Metzudas Dovin in the bottom, Nitzav Melech, Im Eisha Kovash Dovin as Edom, Hesim Hem Amalochim, Vesam Aleim Nitzivim. As a Melech is a king, and not a Nitziv, is a ruler. It's also a type of Melech. And the tziv. So, in other words, technically they removed the melech system when David captured Edom and he put in these other type of rulers, Nitzivim. So says the Mor of Hashemesh, that perhaps that's the reason for the connotation of Atem Nitzavim. Take a look at page 6, the bottom paragraph on the right side, Vizehu. Vizehu mora kosim atem nitzavim, perusho nitzav melech loshen adnus. Kulchem hayom, darshu chazal, re'ei zohar chela gimel, tzari beizam et beiz, ze hayom hu Rosh Hashanah. The bottom right corner, page 6, the bottom paragraph. Zehu sho omor atem nitzavim, Kemo nitzav melech. No, no, zatzem nitzavim kulchem hayom. Ze hayom hu Rosh Hashanah. Kemo hayom hamor b'iyov. Perusha shemidei shatem adonim elyon kulchem v'ze dvar mishpatchem yavo l'fnei Hashem shum mudas harachamim. So he says that you people are special. You're like miniature kings. So therefore, the judgment is not going to be given like a special case that a judge is going to judge it himself. He's not going to give it, delegate it to some minor authority to judge it. Lefnei Hashem. Because you're nitzivim. You're nitzavim, you're standing, but you're b'nei elyon kulchem. You have a certain chashivas. So since you're chashiv, you're like miniature kings. You're not a melech, but you're like a netziv. A netziv is like a miniature king. Shemivnei shatem adonim uvnei yom kulchem lefnei zed dvar mishpatchem yavo lefnei Hashem shu midas harachamim v'u b'chvodo yedayin lachem shu olaykechem. Because he's your God, when you accepted upon him your God, so he's going to be the one. Moshe Omru Chazal Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zehu Malchus. And that, says the Mor V'Shemesh, is the added explanation of why does it say Nitzavim. The Zohar says Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. But before Rosh Hashanah, we're all standing, but we're standing as important people. Every person has a chashivus. He's in like an it's, and that was the lashon in the pasuk in Malachim. Melech ein be'edom nitzav melech. That they didn't have they stopped this having kings, but the nitzav, the miniature king, was the melech. And atem nitzavim, we're like the miniature king, so to speak. And since we have a certain chashivus, that's why Hashem says, I'm going to judge you myself. I'm not going to delegate it to somebody else. And when Hashem judges, it's better. Because he has the Midas Harachim. And then, the Kedushas Levi says more. He explains the pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah in Tehillim, page 7. Kol ha'omim tiku chaf hariyu l'alokim b'kol rina. So the Kedushas Levi on page 8. Explains on the bottom left. He says an idea that he says, you see, so it's a day of judgment. But it's a special judgment that we know that Hashem is judging us. He's our, as we say, he's Avinu Malkeinu. He's Malkeinu, but he's also Avinu. So we have that mixture. You know, your father, even if he can be angry sometimes, it's something the son did, but he's still your father. He still has that rachamim. And he says a very interesting idea. The bottom of the left side of the page, on page 8. Yivur al derech moshel, avdei ha-melech ha-huvim le-melech, kasher boim lefnei melech levakesh cheftzom, az migodol gedulas visnasus ha-melech, nofel aleim pachad le-daber lefnei ha-melech. In other words, a lot of times, a person comes in front of the king, and he just becomes speechless. Ki yireim ulai lo yuchul le-daber, because maybe you're going to say something wrong.
V'yeh pischem pelem mekatrik v'hastin lem. So sometimes the person, you know, rak bevakshim ritzon and mechefzon beremes ba'alma. V'amelech b'malei she'elosim. K'mo b'Rosh Hashanah. Asher nachnu amom Yisrael m'sa'alim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azai eima v'yira gedol ha'nofel aleinu. Asher nachnu yuveim l'dabre l'fanav. Kulay nina nechshon chashvon v'ein l'var p'yishon p'elem katru l'astin. There was, we're afraid, we're speechless. Maybe we don't know how to say it right. So he says the Kedushas Levi, so you know what we do? We blow the shofar. And the shofar is basically like a cry from our inner hearts. But it doesn't say anything. There's no words to the shofar. Kol poshut, akar rabba mi'umak halev. But you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in our heart. So the shofar is a new idea of what shofar is. Is the outward cry of your heart without actually articulating the words. Because we're afraid maybe we're not going to say it right. And it's interesting that in the Sefer Tiferes Uziel, the next page, he says a similar idea. He says, Nizgalali b'chalom. He says, he once had a dream. He once had a dream. Inyan tkiya shofar k'mo shnei ovim oben v'av. You have two people, close friends, or father and son. She'enim rotzim she'edu ma she'echad kosim l'chaveirim. And they don't want, they have like this private communication. They don't want anyone else to know. V'yesh lehem loshen nista she'en yodeh l'shum odem rak la'av u'ben. In other words, they have a way of communicating that no one else understands what they're saying. Kena dover b'Rosh Hashanah, yom v'dedina. L'ayah rotan amokum she'yedu m'katkim. You see, in Rosh Hashanah you have all these, the Satan is involved and all these things. So we want it, you know, even though it's a Yom Din, it's Malkeinu, but it's also Avinu. So you know what we do? We take out the shofar, and we have this mode of communication with Ribbono Shel Olam that only we and him know, and the Satan wouldn't understand, and the Mekatrikim wouldn't understand, and that's our way of communicating in Rosh Hashanah. True, we daven, and then we say Malchus. But like I heard someone say recently, there's not so much about bakashas on Rosh Hashanah, because we don't say it out. We blow the shofar, and the shofar is our heart speaking to God, and He knows what we need and what we're thinking, and we do it in a way that's the most personalized way, because it's like our secret code between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it shows that on Rosh Hashanah, on one hand, it's Malchus. So in front of the Melech, you're like trembling. But it's also what? A closeness. It's this secret communication that when it was saying things to God, that only He can understand. Because the shofar is my heart speaking. And my heart, it's very private. It's the heart of hearts. And you can't even say out the words, because the Satan might try to intervene. So it's Malkeinu, but it's Avinu. And that's Atem Nitzovim Hayom. Hayom and Rosh Hashanah, we're standing, but we're standing as a Netziv, as a mini king before God, who has that respect for us, and therefore will hopefully invoke the Midas, Harachamim. And it's interesting that Rav Moshe Bick in his drushes, Chaim Moshe, discusses the multiple It's fascinating. We never think about this. How come sometimes in tefillah we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu, and sometimes we refer to him as Malkeinu? If you'll take a look on page 24, Sefer Chaim Moshe or Moshe Bik, on page 24, the left side of the page begins Vieshlo, second paragraph, Vieshlomar. Behektem levar loshen atfila, Avinu Malkeinu. Shanu marbim latir kiyo, right, Avinu Malkeinu. What's the difference between the Av and the Melech? And Rosh Hashanah, we have the idea of Avinu Malkeinu because, it's the day of Mishpat, it's the Melech, but it's the Melech with Rachamim. And it's the Melech that we're going with a secret code that only he and I, us, know what we're thinking, what we really need, what we really want. And we don't even want to say it out because we don't want the Satan. So it's a cry from the heart without articulating any words. It's a code. It's secret between us and the Ribbono Shalom. V'nira d'hinei k'siv melch b'mishpat yomid eretz ki eina melch noheg malchuso ela b'din. Malchus normally is din. Achein HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad m'mashu malkeinu kare melamed osanu Torah k'mo shetiklu lomar melamed Torah l'amo Yisrael v'dover zehu avinu. There was Malkeinu, he judges us. Avinu, he teaches us Torah. He gives us the Torah. Ki av chayv lamed es beno Torah. That's one of the obligations that a father has to his son, is to teach Torah. That's why the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Chol banayich limudei Hashem. We're all students of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how we become sons of a God, because we learn his Torah. So that's why, look on page 25, he says beautifully, Zeh shetiknu anshei kneset hagdol b'birkas hatshuva, hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avodosecha. When it comes to the Torah, we say hashiveinu avinu. When it comes to avoda, we say v'karveinu malkeinu. For omim loshen avinu al esek haTorah, loshen malkeinu al avoda. Ki masha kadosh baruch hu melamed Torah l'Yisrael, hu mitzad hayoso av lanu. In other words, he's teaching us Torah from the aspect of the father, because a father is supposed to teach his son Torah. So today, that you know, people are busy, so we have the yeshiva system. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra. They started the yeshiva system really because there were a lot of orphans around. So what, are the orphans are not going to learn? So they said everyone should go to yeshiva. But the father, you know, the father pays the bills, the tuition. The father's making the Rebbe a shliach. But it's really the obligation of the father. So the concept of teaching Torah, that's Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Av. Al avoda, we do karbonis, we're like an eved, that's malkeinu. And so we have this dual aspect. And he quotes Rabbik, the Zohar. Take a look at the Zohar here. Page 23. Avalgav, you know, you have the Aramaic and then the Hebrew translation in the smaller letters. Avalgav de kutcha brichu rachem le ledina. Now the Hebrew translation. Aval pisha kadosh baruch hu ohev ledin. Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes justice. He likes to judge because he wants things to be in proper order. Ki Hashem oev mishpat But notzach richumu de benoi, the richumu de dina. But his love, notice he loves din, but he also loves us as children. And the love that he has as us of children supersedes the love he has for din. So nitzach avas banav l'avas adin. Uvashasha mashkiach omer liton dvarv tzivon litzko b'shofar. To get rachamim. And the shofar is causes rachamim. So we have this duality. We have the Malkeinu, we have the Mishpat, and we have the Avinu. And we have that double relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malkeinu is the Din. And Avinu is the Rachamim, is the Father. And he loves both. But the Zohar says he loves his role of Avinu more than he loves his role of Malkeinu. And that's Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Hayom and Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar says. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is Midat HaRachamim. Because he's doing din, but he's doing it with Rachamim. And what's his main function of a father is to teach Torah. So any time a person learns Torah, then he's ma'orer that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's ma'orer the aspect of what? Of the father aspect. Because Karveinu Malk Hashiveinu Avinu L'sora Secha. The Torah, that's his role as the father. The Torah is the role of the father. And that's what it says, that Chavivim Yisrael Shanikru Bonim Lamokum. Chavivim, the Rabbik says, Chavivim Yisrael Shanitalem Kli Chemda. So Rabbi explains, it's connected. Because his role of a father is the role of teaching Torah. So any time one is involved in the learning of Torah, he's basically involved in a father-son relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting because Malchius is referring to the Melech, right? But say Shofros, part of Shofros is the Shofar of Matan Torah. So that's the Avinu. So those are the two aspects. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is juggling these two aspects, the Avinu Malkeinu. Yavinu Malkeinu. And that's what the Zohar says beautifully on page 23, as we saw. Hashem is Rachim Lebedina. He loves judgment. But he also loves his sons. Oiv Mishpat. Rechimu de Benoi. Notzach Rechimu de Benoi. Rechimu de Dina. That his Rachmanis and his love for his children supersedes his love for justice. And that's this duality in Rosh Hashanah, what we called here Yechaseinu Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Hadin. We have this, in other words, it's not just Stam, a foreign king that's judging us. It's a king who's also our father, which usually is not allowed. In other words, you can't have a father being the on the Bezdin that's judging the son. But here, and we're heightening this relationship by blowing shofar. Because shofar is like, is that what the Teferes Uzziel says? It's communication. Like, if you have a close relationship with somebody, you just look at them, and they know what you're thinking. Like, Baruch Hashem, you get married, you have a wife, you look at each other, you communicate. Without even words. That's the highest level of communication, is you don't have to even say it, but each other knows what's... So at Rosh Hashanah, we're communicating, because the things that we, for ourselves, there's no mention, as we pointed out in the davening. Give us a refuah, an avinu malkeinu, but in the regular davening, right, in the Shemona Esrei, nothing. Nothing about refuah, things like that. Parnasa, in the avinu malkeinu, you have all the things. Because it's the closest relationship we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. is the Avinu. So at the time of Malkeinu, we still have the Avinu. And that, and the closest way to get that idea heightened is through learning Torah. Because Hashem's idea of being a son, father-son relationship, is because he has a chiyuv to teach us Torah. So anytime we're learning, we're engaged in that father-son relationship. And that's why we have shofars together with Malchus, because shofar is the shofar of Matan Torah. And that's where that relationship started, that father-son relationship. And I think, you know, as the new year approaches, so we should all, you know, try to heighten this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn more, you know, and if we do chesed to our fellow Jew, so nothing greater could a parent have when he sees one child is helping out another child. Because Hashem is, we're banim, Avinu. So when he sees one child is helping out another child, that gives him the greatest pleasure. Because they're all sons of the Ribono Shalom, sons and daughters of the Ribono Shalom. And that's why Hashem says, you're my son, I respect you. You're like a miniature king. Nitzavim. You're the Netziv. That's why it doesn't say Omdim, says the Mor V'Shemesh. But it's Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's the Rachamim B'Din. And Hashem loves Din, but the Zohar says, Notzach Rechimu D'Benoi to the Rechimu B'Din. That the love, he has a passion for justice, but he also has a passion to love us. And that's what we have to always have in mind, this father-son relationship. And Bez Hashem, a new year, a new beginning. You know, we started the Zman, we already had like a good solid, two, three weeks already. It was a good beginning. And, you know, and as I said, it's very special, you know, as I said, here in Yeshiva, you know, we're going to learn a lot. And we have learned a lot, we'll learn more. But as I told you, the most important thing to me in the whole enterprise here is our relationship. It's not just come in, give a lecture, leave. It's a relationship. We care about each other. We care about, you know, about the well-being of everybody. If somebody's not here, we wonder, where is he? You know, we care. We care about everybody. And we should heighten our relationships and our caring one for each other. You know, and that's, and we have Baruch Hashem in the context of learning. It makes it even better. But the key is that relationship. And we should get to know each other even better. And as I say, you know, people here, I always encourage people to stay for a Shabbos, let me know. Because on Shabbos, it's easier to have that, you know, Shabbos, all the rush of the week, you know, stops. And you can sit down at the Shabbos table, and you can schmooze, and you can talk, and you can sing, you know, and I extend an invitation to everybody in the course of the year. Just let me know when you're going to be here for Shabbos. Please let me know. I'll be here, you'll be here, we'll get together. That's something very, very special. And I wish you, and after Mincha, I want to wish everyone personally to come over and wish you a Siva Chasima Tova. But then collectively, I wish everyone in the Shir and Klal Yisrael a good year, a year of good health. You know, this week, you know, just this week, we were so involved in the tragedy that happened, the three people that were killed all of a sudden. And, you know, it's a tremendous void. People who I know very, very well. And Bez Hashem, as the Gemara says, Tichla Shana V'Kila Oseh, that the klolos of the previous year should end, and we should enter now in a new year with Bracha, and we should grow together, we should grow in learning, grow in our respect for each other, grow in our caring for each other, and caring for Klal Yisrael, and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avinu Malkeinu. It's not just a judgment, it's a relationship with Hashem. It's a relationship that He cares, He judges us because He wants us to be good, but He has the judgment of the Father, not a judgment of a stranger, of the Avinu Malkeinu. And that's Atnetem Nitzovim Hayom Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Elokim is Midas Adin, but it's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's Rachamim B'din. And Bez Hashem, the more Rachamim we show to our fellow Jew, the more Rachamim we get from Shemayim. Because no one's going to be perfect. And if we're Midas Adin, then that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be more Midas Adin. The more Rachamim we have, and the more Chesed we do, one for the other, the more Rachamim and Chesed is showered upon us from Shemayim. And Bez Hashem, so I wish you all a Ksiva Chasima Tova. We hope to see you next week or, in the coming Zman to continue learning and growing together this year throughout our lives. A Ksiva Chasima Tova, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael.